June 30th marks the one-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc., and we'd like to celebrate this milestone with you. You're invited to an open house at the studio and office of Lutheran Public Radio beginning Tuesday afternoon at 4 on June the 30th. Food, friendship, and fun. RSVP to Craig at issuesetc.org. We hope to see you here in Collinsville, Illinois on Tuesday, June the 30th. RSVP to Craig at issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. Time for us to pick our Issues Etc. blog post of the week. We read a lot of blogs. In fact, my blog pick of the week is something you actually can go watch and listen to. Get to that in just a second. We read a lot of blogs, and the ones we especially pay attention to are the ones that have the Issues Etc. widget. That's just this little tag, the little badge that you can find at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Promote. You'll find the widget and instructions for putting it on your blog. When you've got it there, email us talkback@issuesetc.org, and we'll start reading your blog and consider it every week for Issues Etc. blog pick of the week.
Mine is Necessary Roughness. And it's titled, a blog post titled, Coached to Break the Rules. I watched the Cleveland-Orlando basketball game last night. It was a seriously hard-fought game. LeBron James nailed some clutch free throws to send it into overtime, and I fully expected him to make that last shot 5 feet outside the three-point arc to push the Cavs to victory. It wouldn't have surprised me. Dan at Necessary Roughness continues, I don't watch a lot of college and pro ball. It's a wholly different game than at the kids' level, and it's not just because the people are bigger and more athletic. Except perhaps the first 5 yards off the line of scrimmage in the National Football League, I can't think of another sport where the coach actively teaches the players to break the rules and commit fouls. Professional wrestling doesn't count. Imagine what baseball would be like if a second baseman was allowed to trip the runner going to second 6 times. No manager would coach a pitcher to balk 6 times. Hockey fans are free to weigh in. Does the coach tell the players to deliberately board, or is that just individuals looking for what they can get away with? I agree 100%. It's why I love high school basketball. There's still some finesse in the game. However, it's all trickling down. It's becoming so physical. The game of basketball is becoming so physical. The superintendent of the school board of the greatest school district in America, Edwardsville School District 7, Dr. Ed Hightower, who's probably the most well-known college basketball official. I talked to him a couple months ago at a basketball game. He said eventually the high school and everybody's going to have to go to international lanes because the players are getting too big, the game's getting too physical. He said that he could call a foul in the paint virtually every possession at the NCAA Division I level. So my blog pick of the week, Necessary Roughness, blog post, Coach to Break the Rules.
So are you saying that Hightower, as a ref, says he could call a foul every possession, but because the game's got to move on? I'm not trying to diss Hightower, but because the game's got to keep going, he basically lets some of that slide because the game has become so physical.
Well, what's happening in officiating, it's like postmodern, it's subjective. Officials now are taught to decide if an advantage was gained. This is why you see late calls. Like, until a guy falls on the floor and they lose the ball, then they call the foul. And it's all subjective. My thing is, if hand checking's illegal, call it early. The players will adjust.
Exactly.
But it's all, and it's also about entertainment. Like Hightower says, the fans are going to say, hey, we didn't come pay to see you, buddy, take over this game. We came to see these guys play. So it's out of control. But that's why I still love high school basketball. And eventually I'll probably only like Lutheran grade school basketball.
Yeah. Well, my pick for the week is from a blog that carries the widget, obviously. It's called Wayfarer in the Desert, Reverend Mason Beecroft, who is apparently brilliant and rather photogenic, if you ask me, because they have posted at his blog what's called the Grace Video. It's a video of the congregation that he serves in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Can you believe a thoroughly confessional, thoroughly Lutheran congregation in Tulsa, Oklahoma? I mean, I speak this as someone who comes from not too far south of Tulsa, Oklahoma. You got to go see this video. Go to Wayfarer in the Desert, Reverend Mason Beecroft, Grace Video. In fact, we'll post a link to both my pick and to Jeff's pick at our website tonight, issuesetc.org. You can watch this video. You can see, get a glimpse as to what a real confessional Lutheran church actually looks like, and contrary to everything that LCMS officialdom is saying, it's not populated by a bunch of people on the edge of death. It's not populated by a bunch of people with gray hair. That's the leadership of the LCMS. The face of confessional Lutheranism, you will see it. It's young. It's got kids. Its hair is a little longer than some people would like. The face of confessional Lutheranism, Grace Video, will post the link tonight at issuesetc.org.